The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Discover the power within. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Well, hello, everyone. Yes, this is your host, Vincent Jenna, coming to you live from North Carolina. I am here with the Stop Stopping Yourself show on Unity Online Radio. And as I was just talking with Louie here, our incredible tech for Unity Online Radio, one of the techs here, I can't believe that it's what day it is already. And I've got Christmas stuff coming in. I've got decorations coming in because I have to prepare to decorate my house. Yes, it's a brand new home. It's going to be brand new decorations for a lot of it. And then figuring out where to put the old decorations. It's a fun time of the year for me, really. I really do enjoy Christmas time. And Thanksgiving. We're talking about Thanksgiving now and in this month, because that's only in a couple of weeks, right? And today's show is about blessings, your blessings. And last week's show was about if you even knew what gratitude was, because most people truly don't know what to be grateful for. Not really. We're taught it, right? You can go back and listen to the whole show. But we're taught what to be grateful for, not necessarily in a positive way all the time, in a negative way when we're children. You better be grateful for that food that's on your plate there right now, young man. You know, you're lucky because there are people over in third world countries that don't have any food at all. So be grateful for that. Oh, you better be grateful for those clothes on your back. Don't be expecting to constantly get new ones just because you don't like that one. Be grateful. Oh, you should be grateful because the gentleman down the block is really sick and you should be grateful you're not. But those are the things that we've heard, and we've heard those all our lives. Be grateful that you're alive. Be grateful now. Now you add the spiritual part to it. Be grateful to God for giving you life, for giving you blessings, for giving you all of these wonderful things, for giving you this earth and giving us the animals and giving you each other. Well, I know that there's plenty of people out there right now that are not grateful for some of the people that are here right now. So it's not everybody that we're grateful to have here. Right? You got to be able to admit that. And so much of gratitude then becomes out of need, or you're supposed to, or something negative that you're grateful you're not experiencing. And of course, yes, there's positives, life, but are we truly grateful the right way about all of those things? And the end, do you even know what your blessings are? That's what we're talking about today, blessings. Because if you know what your blessings are, then you know what to be grateful for. Because blessings are these beautiful things in your life that's wonderful to have. And there you go. That was a gratitude statement right there. This is a beautiful thing in my life, and I feel so great having it. That's gratitude. So you can substitute the words. What a beautiful blessing I have in my life, and I'm so grateful to have it. I am so joyous to have it. I feel so joyous to have the children that I have. in my life. I feel so joyous to have my wife in my life. I feel so joyous for the life I've created. I feel so joyous for the abilities to be able to create the life I want. I feel so joyous for the power of the law of attraction, the force, the God force that allows me to tap in and create the life I want. I feel so joyous that there is an omnipotent power, that there is God, that there is Yahweh, that there is Jehovah, whatever you want to call it. I feel so joyous for that. Because with all of that, I'm able to create even more joy and bliss in my life. Now, everything I just stated were blessings and gratitude. And the words thank you are created or have been created or inspired to be able to use when you've received something, either from somebody, to make them feel joyous in having given it. Do you understand? That is what the words thank you are for. Not because, oh, thank you, I'm such a lowly person, and I'm grateful that you decided to give me something special. Because that's what we use thankfulness and gratitude for today, even when it comes to God. Thank you, God, for all the wonderful things you have given me. Now, are we thanking God because we want to tell it that we're only special now because of all it's given to us? Or do we want to thank God to make it feel joyous and bliss? You think God feels joy and bliss? Why do we say thank you to God? Why are we looking at this omnipotent power and have to say thank you to it? Does it have a personality to receive that thank you? We thanking the universe, if you don't believe in God as an entity unto itself, not an entity of just being us, that we are expressions. I mean, science of mind and unity believes that we are expressions of God. Well, what does that mean? We're expressions of God. If we're expressions of God, then why are we thanking God? Does it need to be thanked? Where are we sending our gratitude to? We're doing right now, because it's the month of gratitude. The secret, there is the magic that came out as a sequel from it, and it was all about gratitude and 28 days of gratitude or something like that, 30 days of gratitude exercise, and all these things to be grateful for, because then that's how you increase what you get. And one day it's just you decide, you know, the top 10 things that you're grateful for during the day that happened that day. And then you go, the top 10 things that I'm grateful for in my life, the friends that I'm grateful for in my life, the health that I am grateful for. My financial situation that I am grateful for. All of these things we're expressing gratitude for. Where are we sending that to? Why are we needing to be grateful? I'm being serious. I'm not being facetious here.
I hear you.
No, that was serious. He heard me and he just said, I hear you, because I said I'm serious here and he thought I was talking to him. No, I'm sorry, serious. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my listeners. So where is that gratitude expression going to? What are we sending it out to? We sending it out to the universe, the whole conglomeration out there. We're sending our thoughts of gratitude. Where are they going? I find it so interesting that we can talk about how gratitude is a good thing and how gratitude can even produce more. Why? And how does that work? Is there a receptor out there marking off all the days or all the times that we're grateful for something? Oh, okay, we got Vince down there. He just said, thank you for that. We got to send him more of that, okay? Because he really likes that. So send him more. Go get that. Is the universe like my wife who, you know, went for Chinese food and brought me home something because she was out doing appointments and she brought me home some Chinese food? I said, thank you. Oh, thank you, hon. And so the next time that she's out and happens to be near that Chinese food store again, because she knew I liked it the first time she brought it home, she'll bring home some more. Is that the way it worked? Because I said thank you to her. And now I get more Chinese food. No, that's an example. That's what I'm talking about here. Think about that for a moment. Why do we say grateful? We're grateful for something. We're thankful for something. According to the books, according to the spiritual principles, the more you're grateful for something, the more it comes into your life. You know what? I'm tired of being grateful for something in order to produce more. I want you really thinking about that. Right? Isn't there also the rule of thumb? If you give one shovel, you'll get two shovels back in return. That's not the reason why I want to give. Tithing, it's perfect. If you tithe, that's how you receive more in abundance. No, that's not the reason why you should be tithing. None of that. None of the giving. Because none of that is then unconditional. And we are here on this planet to learn what unconditional really is. Unconditional love, unconditional compassion, unconditional giving. So the God force gave us life unconditionally. It requires nothing back in return. Nothing. N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Nothing. Requires nothing. We're taught to give thanks on our own because it makes the other person feel good about what they've done. It makes the other person feel good about what they've done. Thank you for that. I'm so grateful for the friendship you've given me because it has brought such joy in my life. And that in turn now just makes the other person feel good about what they gave. So let's talk about this giving process and this thankfulness process. This is what I want to be talking about. Because if we want to create more of what we have to understand what's working. And I'm telling you right now, stop worrying about being thankful so you can get more. You are not practicing 28 days of gratefulness and gratitude in order to gain more, because that is not the reason to practice gratitude. That is conditional. And as long as we keep practicing these conditional principles on the planet, we are not evolving to the level that we're supposed to be evolving. And everybody is talking about the ego, that we shouldn't be feeding the ego, that we shouldn't be living by the ego, because then you don't get to know what your essence is. Oh, you're living, you're coming by your ego. Your ego gets in the way of knowing what your soul really is. That's why I've done work on the ego, because that's nonsense too. So then wait. If I'm not supposed to be feeding the ego, and I'm not supposed to be worried about what I'm getting in return, then I'm only saying I'm thankful and I'm grateful because I'm this lowly little spirit or turd on the face of the earth revolving around the sun and part of this universe, but this little speck of nothing. And so I want to make sure I'm grateful for everything wonderful that I have, because I certainly wouldn't be deserving it unless I'm grateful for it. You ungrateful child, you. You ungrateful person, you. Have you heard that before? Has somebody said that to you before? So isn't gratitude then an expectation? And if it's an expectation and we're being taught that spiritually by our spiritual leaders, besides our others, our metaphysical leaders, that we're supposed to be grateful, we're supposed to be honoring all our blessings. You are not supposed to be doing anything that doesn't bring you joy. Let me say that again. You're not supposed to be doing anything that doesn't bring you joy. Now, yeah, many of you have to work out there and it doesn't bring you joy. You're trying to get a paycheck, but aren't we trying to evolve to a point of understanding that we're capable of creating more than that and manifesting more than that, manifesting a joyful job? Yes, we're supposed to be moving in that direction too. So blessings. What are blessings then? Blessings are what bring you bliss. They both begin with the same letter. Blessings bring you bliss. Blessings aren't things, again, that make you better than a lowly piece of dirt. That's not what a blessing is. When somebody sends you blessings, they want you to feel joy and bliss about who you are. God and Spirit, Yahweh, Jehovah, again, whatever name you want to call it, gave us a blessing by creating us because it wanted us to feel good about ourselves. And you know what? Because my life is so good, I want to make God feel good about what it did for me. So I'm going to say, God, you did good. You gave me some opportunity and I did good by using it the right way. And I'm still learning and I'm still growing and I'm still using it the right way. I hope that makes you feel good. You did something good. Well, doesn't that sound arrogant that I have to tell God it did something good? Well, I'm sorry. Chapter 1, the creation. God created the land and the seas. God created the light and the firmament and saw it was good. So apparently God has an ego and likes to know that what it's done is good. Otherwise, that wouldn't have been written that way. It saw that it was good. And I want to validate for God, Dad, that what it did and is still doing is good. I want to let it know, thank you for setting it up for me to create all these wonderful opportunities for myself. Thank you for that. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. A blessing brings you bliss and joy. It doesn't keep you alive because you happen to be lucky or fortunate. You're more than that. You're a gift to this world. On the other side of the commercial break, which is in a few minutes, we'll be talking about those gifts being shared with others. Right? You don't want to hoard them all to yourself. We do want to make other people feel good. So all of this month, we need to be putting thankfulness and gratitude in the right perspective. We've not all had a healthy year. Maybe this year was better than last year. I hope a lot of people have not, that are listening, have not had to deal with the coronavirus, but I'm sure there are many of you who at least know somebody who has had to deal with the coronavirus. Don't be thankful that you didn't get the coronavirus. That's not what you're supposed to be thankful for. Because then what that's setting up is the possibility of, well, this year you're thankful that you didn't get the coronavirus, but you never know what's going to happen next year. Instead, why not be thankful that you did what you needed to do to prevent you from getting the coronavirus and that you're going to do the same and even more next year for yourself? That's what you need to be thankful for. Do you see the difference here? I hope it's not just a fine line difference, because nothing in life is a fine line. That's a bunch of BS too. It's black or white. And there's no fine line about anything we do here. If there is a fine line, we're doing something wrong. The only fine line there is actually is in the dimensions. We call it a veil. And that's not a fine line. That's that the next dimensions are right here in front of us. But because we can't see them, we have to talk about, well, there's a distance between us and it's as thin as a veil. So we put, again, a measurement on it. But there is no distance between our dimensions. Other than that, there's no fine lines. So you need to understand. If you don't, and if you have a question, by the way, please call in. 816-251-3555. Call in. I'm sure I'm raising a lot of questions and thoughts in people's minds. Oh my gosh. All my life I've been saying thankful words and phrases, whether it be Thanksgiving or throughout the year. I'm doing all of this practicing. I love this. Thank your friends. Thank you. All the friends that you have in your life. Oh my God, I'm so grateful I have friends. Again. Why would you be grateful that you have friends? Aren't you knowing that you deserve them? We deserve friends. We deserve love. And we're not supposed to be thankful that we've gotten it. It should be expected. Quite honestly, if you're doing what you should be doing, it can be expected that you're going to have love and friends. Yes. Oh, then be thankful that you took the steps to let the natural process occur. Damn, I'm so grateful I changed some of my attitude. And I'm talking about me. I am so grateful I'm not an a-hole anymore. That I was when I was younger and I was trying so desperately to get friends and to get people to love me, I acted like a complete jerk. But you got to forgive me for that. I had been tormented all my life and I thought everybody hated me. And it was very important for people to love me. I didn't have the non-caring attitude, well, you know, go blank off because you don't like me. I could have gone there. Yes, everybody has that opportunity when they've been tormented. But something within me had a resilience. My soul was strong. My heart was strong. And I wanted love. So I started acting like a fool in order to become popular in order to get it. And I didn't get it. I got it in some, but most I didn't get, except in my wife. And she was the one who kept saying, you don't need to act like that. And I'd be, what are you talking about? Nobody really likes me if I just myself. Yes, they do. What do I? What am I, chop liver? And so she told me to be myself. And I learned to be myself. And I learned to evolve. And I learned spiritually how to grow, how to care, how to have compassion. And damn, I have a lot of friends and I have a lot of love. And I am so grateful that I was wise enough and smart enough and strong enough to make those changes in order to gain that love. And I want to say thank you to all my friends for being part of my life that I have manifested for you so that you feel good about how you are and who you are. Because if you were an a-hole, I probably wouldn't be friends with you. So we're coming to our commercial break now. And now that I've got your mind spinning, which is great because I love doing that, because the more it's spinning and turning, the more I can get in there. So stay with me. This is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. And I'm your host, Vincent Jenna. We're talking about gratitude, thankfulness, and blessings. And we're going to talk about sharing those blessings on the other side of the commercial. Stay with me and be grateful for yourself for wanting to listen to these shows and grow. I'll see you in a minute.
Practical spirituality. Positive messages. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
Welcome back, welcome back. And if you are just joining me today, well, that was dopey. You should have been listening since the beginning. You're going to have to go back and re-listen to the first part portion of today's show, because it was really good talking about gratitude, thankfulness, and blessings. And we're going to pick it up with sharing blessings and what that actually means. And it was so funny because during the commercial break, I was just asking Louie about my listeners, and I turned around and I instantaneously said, I'm so grateful I have those listeners. And there we go, gratitude. But what did I mean by that? It's what I'm about ready to tell you. I am very grateful for all of you tuning in, for downloading any of the previous podcasts. I'm very grateful for you because it's you listening that makes what I say matter. And you should be feeling good that I am thanking you for listening, because that means you have contributed something very important to my life, and not just my life, but to Unity Online Radio. When we say that to you, to the listeners, we're so grateful for our listeners. Don't let that just go by anymore, right? And I'm hoping even everybody who says thank you to their patrons, to their clients, they're saying thank you for the same reason I am saying thank you. I want to make you feel good about what you're contributing in life and how you're making us feel. And that is the purpose of gratitude. It is not to gain more. That's a fallacy, a misnomer. I am not grateful so that I can have more of what I'm grateful for. But why does it then occur? Why does that process work? And we get all this misunderstanding, just like prayer. Well, I'm going to have to do a whole episode on prayer because nobody is understanding why prayer works. And why does it work better in a group than it does individually? Why? because God and the angels need us to sit here and say, could you please help us? Could you bring, help us have peace on earth? And now that we've got more than one person asking for that, they'll listen. That's not why prayer works. Prayer has nothing to do with requests being answered. Prayer has nothing to do with requests being answered. My prayer to God, please give me the ability to help my friend. He's hurting. His heart is breaking. I don't know how to help him. Give me the ability. Give me the tools I need that I can help him and other people too. God didn't then just open up the book and say, okay, Vincent, now that you asked me so sincerely, I'll listen. That is not what happened. It's because I focused my intention so deeply, it opened the door within me. Prayer opens and focuses your own powers. And yes, individually we have powers, but man, when we do it in a group, we've got greater powers. Prayer opens up the doors to your power. Gratitude and thankfulness opens up the channel in your heart, because you're using your heart supposedly to be thankful. That's why it doesn't work any other time. When you're thankful for something that didn't happen to you, oh my God, thank God I didn't get hit by a car. Right? You're not opening up anything. Thank God I listened to my voice and said, turn around and look, just at the right moment. Oh my God, thank God I did that. And we always throw God in there, right? Thank God. And you should throw God in there, because what you're thanking is the higher part of you for communicating, and then for the lower part of you, the human side, for listening. That's what you're thanking. Thank you, because we've all got that guidance system to go down the right street, to look in the right direction, to stay away from a place we shouldn't be, to go to a place we should be. We all have that guidance system. And when it occurs and it happens the right way, you should be thankful that, number one, it was spoken to you by your higher self, which is why we say thank God, but it's really you you're thanking. And number two, that you had the sense enough to listen. That's why you're grateful. That's why you're thankful for those things. So blessings. And when you open up, I'm sorry, let me complete what I was saying. So when you open up the channel in your heart with that thankfulness, and you're giving yourself more love, and you're giving the world more love, that's what allows you to receive. You see, abundance is constantly there. It is not given to you. When Jesus said, see the lilies of the field in their glory and their beauty and their abundance, right? Solomon could not create a coat as beautiful or as abundant as these lilies of the field. He wasn't talking about something God has to sit there and wait to give to you. He was trying to point out all the things that are already here for us to tap into. Everything is here. Your abundance is here in every aspect of your life, in your finances, in your well-being, in your love relationships, in your vocation and rewarding careers. That's all here already. It's just for you to awaken within you and to tap into. It's, you don't have to, even when I say create the lives you want, in actuality, you're bringing in, it is more about fulfilling, because you're bringing it in, what you've already created, what's already here for you. So then when you're thankful and you're grateful for having made the choices, for giving somebody some love, for feeling love, you open up the channel more and all of a sudden the floodgate comes in. Think of a dam. And a dam controls the amount of water that passes through, especially if the dam is used to create power, right? It allows a certain amount of water to come through at one time, and sometimes it blocks it all together. Well, that dam is within you, that channel in your heart. And the more love you feel and the more you share in order to make other people feel good too, you're opening up the dam gate. And once you open up the dam gate, it can't help but have more pour in. That's the purpose of gratitude and why gratitude works. It has nothing to do with telling the universe, thank you for what you're giving me. It has nothing to do with thanking God for what you gave me. It doesn't want to hear that. It doesn't need to hear that. It's so funny how in our spiritual realm, like in the earthly realm, and those who are religious and go to dogmatic religions, they teach of an actual being there that's in heaven somewhere. That's what I grew up believing, right? And maybe when you mature more, you have a deeper understanding of what God is, but you still personalize it to the point of making it into a human. It even looks like us, right? In order to talk to it, in order to identify with it, we have to paint that picture. It just helps us. But I'm hoping that people, well, actually, there are people who do believe that the body is there and that God has a body and a long white beard and long white hair. However, for most maturity, we see God is outside of us in those religions. And so in a spiritual community that I'm talking about, New Thought communities, they understand that the God source is a part of us. But still, they still want to talk about not having the ego, letting go of the ego, right? And that it's all there, that we're creating it. But they still and want to instill the idea of thanking God. It's not so many people in this new metaphysical world believes that God is a force even. It's not even a being. It doesn't have any personality. It doesn't have any agenda. It's just force. It's just power. Well, if it's just force and power, then why do we still need to be thankful? Why do we have to put ourselves in a state of grace to it? Acknowledging spirit. Even the Native American Indians that believed in spirits to start with, at least they gave spirits to everything, whether it be a god, the tree, the animals, the earth, the water, the sun, the moon, the stars, the storms. Gave everything a spirit, and you honored all spirits. Now we've removed and understand more about spirits. Now we seem to have taken personality out of everything. Now it's just one big glob of energy. I'm like, what's the difference between the universe and the electricity that's running to your house to turn the lights on? We're demeaning even God by depersonalizing it. No, when everybody wants to say, well, God's not personal. Yes, it is. It's exactly given the personality you give it. God is to each and every individual what each and every individual wants it to be. That's what God forms, all right? You want it to be just a mass of blood, an energy? There, it's a mass of energy. But then see how that works for you. What do you get to send your prayers to? Oh, the universe. Yes, that's much more mature, right? We're going to send it to the universe. I say it too. We're sending it to the universe. Well, what's part of that universe? All of us. And the force that helped to create all of this. Why am I saying that? It does not need to be thanked. That's why. We need gratitude here. Do you think while we're on the other side, this is a question for everybody to ponder. do spirits in heaven or the heavenly dimension thank each other? Do the angels thank each other? Think about that. Nobody's ever talked about that. I want you to think about that. Oh, well, they don't need to thank anybody. Well, why don't they need to thank anybody? And if they don't need to thank anybody, why do we need to thank somebody? Does that mean that earthly life is less than spiritual life? We're less than beings. We're limited. We've limited ourselves here, but does that mean we're less than? Are we less than our spiritual deceased loved ones now? Because we're still in physical form. So over here, we have to keep saying we're thankful and we're grateful for things. Over there, we don't need to. Think about that. Do angels need to thank anybody? And here's a good one for you. Is God thankful? Does God have anything to be thankful for? Ooh. Now we're created in its image. And so if it's good for us to be thankful, do you think it's good for God to be thankful? Oh, but if God's not a personality, then it doesn't have the ability to be thankful. Okay, what about the universe? Is the universe thankful? I'll give you that answer someday, maybe next week, because there is an answer. So blessings, let's talk about those blessings. We talked earlier, again, if you didn't listen to the first part of the show, go back and listen to it online so that you understand what I'm talking about. Blessings bring you bliss. The things that bring you bliss in your life are blessings. Now, do you hoard those blessings? Like one of my blessings is my ability to reach people, or better yet, my ability to sing. I consider that one of my blessings because it brings me joy and bliss. So do I share that with people? Yes, I do. I share my blessing of being able to sing. What about my blessing to be able to create, my imagination? I feel that's a blessing too. I've got a wonderful ability to be able to see anything that other people can't see, to visualize, to imagine things. Do I share that with others? Absolutely. Yes, I do. I do. Any of my abilities, do I share? I share all of my blessings that I can. Do I share? My wife is my blessing. Do I share her with others? Well, she shares herself. She's part of the world. And because she's part of the world, and we're both sharing in her sharing herself in the world, yes, we share the blessings of each other. The blessings of our children, having our beautiful children, our grandchildren. They are definitely being shared with the world. And are we part of that? Yes, we are part of that. So think of your blessings and think of sharing them. Now, why share them? And we'll go back to what I said in the first half. Because sharing your blessings brings other people joy. And when you're bringing joy to other people, you're actually bringing joy to yourself again. You're bringing it to yourself again. You know, when you buy that cup of coffee for the guy behind you or the woman behind you when you're at Starbucks, do you walk out just ignoring that the fact that you did that? No. They put a smile on their face. They were surprised. They go, oh my gosh, thank you. So you did two things. Number one, you brought them the joy of having somebody care about you, care about them. And two, you gave yourself the joy of making that choice. It makes you feel like a good person. So twofold, you got double. There you go. You gave one, you got double back. Let me repeat that again. So you're wanting to give to the person behind you. So you give them one cup of coffee. Because you did that, one, you now feel good about yourself as being a good person. And two, you now brought joy into that person's life that makes you feel good when they say thank you for that. So twofold just came back to you because of one choice you made and one thing you gave. That's one of the ways you receive double back. It feels good. There is no such thing as a selfless act. There is never meant to be such a thing as a selfless act. Because no matter what we give of ourselves, it makes us feel good to be able to do that. That's why it's not selfless. But there's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, it should be a selfish act all the time. And truly, by the meaning, the true meaning of the word selfishness is to constantly do for yourself that which makes you feel good. Now, I'm talking about the right stuff that makes you feel good. There are some things you do that you think makes you feel good that actually makes you feel bad at the other end of it. So, no, that's a bunch of nonsense of that kind of selfishness. When you see people constantly hoarding or holding on to things for themselves, keeping their own money, not sharing it, that's not selfishness. That's a defense mechanism. If they were truly selfish, they'd be doing all sorts of acts that make them feel good about themselves, including giving. Including giving. When I hold the door open for somebody, I you see, the difference between you guys and me maybe is because I do so much self-talk, I hear my inner voices all the time. I hear little Vinny's inner voice, and I hear the adult inner voice in me. And I will admit that when I hold the door open and some people have come out and they say, oh, thank you, that was so thoughtful. I'm sitting here and I say, one, thank you to them. Oh, you're welcome. That makes them feel good that I've acknowledged their thank you. And I say to myself, damn, I'm such a good person. I'm glad I did this. Yes, I do say that. It makes me dis- and my acts, and the reason why I say it is because my acts in life, the behaviors I have, make me recognize that I'm a good person. When I was going to the School of Social Work, and all of this was truly occurring with me, I was very heavily involved in it by then, by the 90s. And I would be constantly complimenting people, sir, because I always felt that people deserve compliments. They felt too much negativity. And I actually asked myself, am I doing this? Do I compliment people? And do I compliment people who are on a higher social level so that I can gain something from that? Maybe a connection? Maybe to have them turn around and say, well, Vince is such a good guy. You know, that's going to be real meaningful for me. Or do I compliment people because I really care about them? And then one day I got on the bus and I had a conversation with the bus driver, very friendly one. I was the only one who would talk with him. Every day, you know, Monday through Friday, I'd be parking in the Friday lot and be taking a bus to UNC. And it was the same time, so it was the same driver. Man, you're looking good today. What'd you do? You went to the gym? You're working out? You're buffing up there? What's going on? You're looking great. Oh, man, Vince, thanks so much for that. No, I just, you know, working around the house. Well, whatever you're doing, keep it up. And I meant that. And then I sat there contemplating, why did I just say that to him? He's really a nobody in the world of social hierarchy. He can't do anything for me unless I want a job with the bus company. So why did I just compliment him? And I sat there thinking about it. And I realized, well, you complimented him because you really do care about people. You're not doing it to gain anything. You're not doing it to get reward. You're doing it because you care and you want to make people feel good. And that made me feel real damn good. It made me feel genuine. So that when I do my work today, I am not doing it so that I can become famous because I'm such a good person. If I am to gain notoriety, I want it to be because of how I make people feel about themselves. And that's what I care about. And that's why I talk about what I'm talking about and gratitude. And am I grateful for that in me? You better damn be sure of that I am. And I want you to feel the same way. Are you grateful for how you treat people? And if you don't treat them the greatest all the time, what can you do to change that? Oh, I have my bad side, especially with service people that are rude. But then I can turn it around, and as soon as I turn it around with them, it gets better. It de-escalates any issue and problem. But I'm trying so that I don't instantly respond negatively towards that. I normally don't. And I'm glad that I'm doing something. Again, even that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful to myself for wanting to make the changes. Are you grateful for yourself? Do you feel that you're a blessing to life because of the good things you contribute? Oh, yeah, I'm sure you mess up and you do some bad things too. But are you grateful for the good things you contribute? Don't worry about receiving. Are you grateful for using the power of God? Are you grateful for taking care of yourself so that you can withstand some of the diseases and the illnesses that are out there? Are you grateful for the choices you make in general? Are you grateful for your pursuits? Are you grateful for the blessings you give to others? Are you grateful for making somebody smile? For making somebody happy? You need to be grateful for that because there isn't an overwhelming amount of that happening on the planet today. So everything you are grateful for that you share with others brings even that much more love and light into the world. So this is the Stop Stopping Yourself show, and I'm so grateful that you are here listening, validating my purpose, and validating your choices to grow and evolve. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Since 1977, Omega Institute in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley has hosted some of the best spiritual teachers and social visionaries sharing their messages of hope, healing, and transformation. On the Dropping In podcast, hosted by Emmy Award-winning producer Callie Alpert, you will enjoy in-depth interviews and conversations with people like Pema Chodron, Jack Kornfield, Jon Kabat-Zinn, and many others on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Also, check out the video series on Spotify.